Ladies and gentlemen, the show is about to begin.
And now for something completely different. Come on,
feel the noise. I want to rock.
Let's get the rock out of here.
Damn straight!
Are you ready to rock?
You know who I am?
Who are you?
Your DJ for this evening.
One night in one American city. Multiply that by hundreds of cities and what have you got? A country where culture means pornography and slasher films. Where ethics means payoffs, graft, insider trading. Where integrity means lying, whoring, and intoxication. This country is in deep trouble, people. This country is rotten to the core and somebody better do something about it. Open your mouth and tell them what we're going to do about the mess this country's in. Talk radio. It's the last neighborhood in town. People just don't talk to each other anymore.
This is the Brad Westmar Show.
And welcome to the Brad Westmar Show. Brad here, fighting a cold. And still going to do a show, though, because you know the show must go on. This is the kind of night it's going to be. I pull up to the Jackalope Radio Studio, and the very, very first thing I notice is the Jiffy Lube out front. Has the sprinklers going during the rain we're having. We're having huge rain. You noticed it, too.
I noticed it, too, yeah.
Like, what the hell are you doing? And then I get up here to the parking lot, and I see Batman is now handicapped. Now, he's handicapped in two ways. First of all, he's handicapped because he's ill, okay? And second of all, he's handicapped because he's parked in a handicapped spot. So apparently that's okay to do here. Is that right?
I have a handicap placard because I have neuropathy.
What is that?
Dr. Blankenship. What?
It's a degenerative nerve disorder, I believe.
That explains everything. See, and I thought it was that you had a bad case of abandonment, and that's why
you're ill. It's my diabetes.
Okay. Fair enough. And then it gets worse because Jerry gets out of his car, his brand new beautiful car.
It's not as new as it used to be.
It's a sexy car, though. And he gets out in a sexy umbrella. So he said, do you need an umbrella, sir? And I said, no, that's okay. I'm quite comfortable with my masculinity.
And then you ran like a girl carrying your two man purses.
This is true. I will give you credit for that. This is true. Matt, do you have anything you want to confess?
No, I'm just enjoying this.
Oh.
The mental pictures of you two and your manliness.
Oh, it's not pretty here. And as you said, it sounds like just like a hospital in here right now because my voice is kind of gone. And strangely enough, it still has echo on it, too, in my headphones, which is weird. It must have something to do with the illness that I have. Yeah.
You have a really vacant sinus cavity there.
Apparently so.
Yeah.
Oh, there. What? Look, I'm all better. I'm all better now. So
in one tiny aspect.
Awesome.
Yes. Thank you, Batman. In fact, I feel so bad for Batman that I can't even yell at him tonight about anything. I mean, we have some things to work out or to talk about. But I figured that I chewed his ass enough last week and we can. I feel bad for him now. He's under the weather. So, you know, good job faking it because this way you don't have to deal with the wrath of Brad. So, very well. Welcome to the Brad Westmar Show. Mr. Afkar in studio trying not to catch our diseases. Nice to have you.
I should have ramped up some airborne action before I came over.
Probably should have.
Yeah.
Sorry about that. I could have warned you, but I didn't think that it was necessary.
That's okay.
You know, because I've made you come in and expose me. Sometimes.
Yeah, you made me come in under many circumstances.
I do.
Blizzards.
It's true. I was kind of hoping that Batman didn't have problems. I know how he feels about moisture, you know, outside. So I was glad to see that he was here.
Right.
Thank God. I mean, we could tell some stories from the old show about that. It's pretty funny. But we'll save it for another time. We'll save it for the next time it snows. So, Magic Matthew Broderick, how are you tonight?
Doing good, as long as I'm 4 hours away from the disease factory there.
You are a solid 4 hours away, but we're happy to have you with us regardless. And, of course, Batman here in the Batcave passing on diseases to the bats. And we're here for a show. We've got a lot to cover, so let's move right on. I promise tonight, because, A, the last time we were all together, I talked too much, and, B, because my voice is a little off, that I'm going to try to let you guys, you and Matt, talk a little bit more tonight, Jared.
So, okay, well... Okay. I guess the gauntlet has been thrown, right?
There's a 32% chance that you guys will talk more tonight than you did last time. Matt, do you think that's possible?
I'm going to take the under.
Taking the under. Okay.
Yes.
Okay. More on betting here coming up a little bit later. But first, people don't know this, but Jared, Mr. Afkar, our very own Mr. Afkar.
Afkar is very, very sensitive.
Is a talent scout, and he recently came across a piece of material that I'm amazed by, and you can find this on YouTube. This is your new find, right? Right?
Oh, awesome.
Yeah. Yeah, this is, what's her name?
Jan Terry, I think.
Yeah, Jan Terry. You think? You signed her.
I didn't sign her anything.
She's got a good voice, and she looks good, too, on video.
And doesn't talk like Elmer Fudd.
No.
I need your love.
Yeah, she's got a good voice. I mean, she's on key.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. I can hear this played on some of the radio stations in Sioux City, Iowa.
I think I heard it on the way to work this morning.
So
it's
tell
a brand
me,
new one.
Yeah, it's a new one from Jan Terry. Now, I do dare all of you out there, and I'm sure we'll put this on the website. Yeah, I do dare you to go to YouTube and go ahead and just kind of do a little Jan Terry search.
I don't know. There's so many horrifying aspects about this, like her little dance that she's doing.
Yeah,
and her nose is the weirdest looking nose I've seen on a Homo sapien in my life.
Yeah, she's interesting to say the least. Now, just so you know, it's Terri.
Well,
Jan
of course,
Terry,
Chicago's finest talent.
Yeah. So this is your new talent. I'm impressed.
You know, I made the mistake of looking up the wiki on her too, and
oh no.
Yeah, apparently she was like, I don't know if she was like worked at a hair place or was a waitress, but she got into recording and did this on the side. And she made her own music videos with, I think, her boyfriend and like distributed them on VHS tape, which lets you know how old this is.
Yeah, yeah. This is what, early 90s, 92, 93, something like that.
It was actually in the 80s, I believe.
Oh, was it?
And she kind of had a cult following. I don't know if people like were into irony back then too, but I can't imagine Chicago thought she was awesome. But
I think that it was...
Oh, and her winner of the mulleted boyfriend. I mean, that
I know
he's choice.
You have to see this choice. Now. And then there's a story that goes behind this song is that Jared has been terrorizing his wife and his daughter with this song at home, right?
Just the lyrics.
Just the lyrics. It's kind of like the Bon Jovi game that you and I always play. We've played it on the air before, where we'll just kind of break into a Bon Jovi
randomly quoting
lyrics of Bon Jovi songs. And you've been doing that with the chorus with your wife and daughter.
Yeah. I'll just say, you know, hey, be careful out there. And my wife will go, well, why? Well, I don't want to lose you tonight. You're the only thing that matters.
Yeah.
And she gets so pissed.
Yeah, there's no canned laughter at home, huh?
You know, no. And the worst part is when that song gets stuck in her head and I'll catch her humming it. And then she gets so mad at me. It's awesome.
That's great. Well, very impressive talent there. We can't wait to hear a little more from Jan Terry in the near future.
She rocks.
So
you could probably get her on the show.
You know, it's funny you say that.
That would be stellar.
Oh, my God.
I want
you want to work on that?
How would I find her? How can I do it without? I mean, one does not touch the face of the sun and live. Her star burns quite bright.
We'll talk off the air. Talk off the air. Not a bad idea, though. Something else on my agenda. I want to touch real quickly and get some opinions. I know that Todd is a big fan of Jack in the Box, and just found out that my Dallas office has one right up the street, but I've still yet to have a burger because I would like to do a field trip with you, Mr. Afkar, and me and you, Batman, on the show sometime to go over to the one in KCK. Because that's the nearest one, if I'm not mistaken, here in Kansas City, and have a burger for a show sometime so that we can give it our all. Have you ever had a Jack in the Box before?
They had them in Tulsa growing up, but I've never had one.
And Matt, being in Iowa, I'm assuming you don't even know what we're talking about, right?
Well, I know what you're talking about, but I've never seen one before. Okay. I don't know if I've ever driven by one anywhere.
Okay, well, you can be a part of it in spirit since you're not here in town. But
I remember they
have one for me.
What's that? We'll mail you one. Little priority mail.
Didn't they have a food poisoning scare a long, long time ago that kind of killed the franchise?
Did they?
It was I believe, honestly, from talking to everyone, it was a plant from PepsiCo because they wanted to bring in Taco Bell, which was interesting because they took over all the Taco Bell, took over all the Jack in the Box restaurants at that time. And Jack in the Box is now number one for fast food and cleanliness and gets the awards every year. And Jack in the Box is number one for botulism.
ladies and gentlemen, let's remember Mr. Todd Sheets, host of Nightwatch and Conspiracy Theories. Thank you for that.
Wow. They run deep. So are the Illuminati involved in that?
Or? No.
It's always a conspiracy. I love that. Very nice. Well, the reason I bring that up is that, you know, I don't understand. I grew up working at McDonald's, okay? And I did grow liking the food. They had some stuff that I liked. One of the things they had that they came out with back in the 80s when I was working there was the cheddar melt. And the cheddar melt was a rye bun with a quarter pounder hamburger, just like the quarter pounder with cheese. Yeah. And it was cheddar cheese squirted out of a gun. And teriyaki grilled onions. And honestly, it was the most fabulous thing, but it was for a limited time, and it has never come back in like 20 years or more. But yet they keep bringing back this freaking McRib, and I just do not understand. And I honestly think, again, you want to talk about conspiracy theories? I just think it's a McDonald's thing. I don't think the McRib is really that popular. I think they're trying to make it popular by continuously bringing it back and talking about how popular it is, because the thing's a piece of crap. It's like a piece of rubber on the side of the road from a semi-truck is what the meat's like.
Yeah. It's something run over by a semi-truck.
Pretty much. Matt, have you ever had one before?
No. I've heard a lot about them, especially the last couple of weeks, you know, since they brought them back, but I can proudly say I've never tasted one.
Now, you're not missing out. You see, and also, when you live down here where barbecue is
yeah,
is
why,
popular,
for the love of God, would you do that to yourself?
I don't know, because there is no comparison to the McRib and any kind of real barbecue here in Kansas City.
No.
Or in Texas, for that matter. But, yeah, I don't understand it at all. I think it's a piece of crap. I will definitely never have one again. More chances for
duly
us.
Noted.
Yeah, duly noted. More chances for us to not hear Brad talk. This is something we didn't get to a couple of weeks ago. Tom Beaudet. I know, Matt. Did you play Motel 6 commercials back when you were running Twins games? Do you remember?
Oh boy, are they that old?
Oh yeah, definitely. Here.
Hi, Tom Beaudet. Why is everything the new something? Apparently, 60 is the new 40, Thursday's the new Tuesday, and frugal is the new cool. Well, if you find all that to be the new confusing, just remember Motel 6. With the lowest price of any national chain, we were frugal before frugal was cool. And being cool is the new... Oh, never mind. I'm Tom Beaudet for Motel 6, and we'll leave the light on for you. Book online at motel6.com.
Matt, maybe they weren't running the schedule back by the time you started running games, but back in the early 90s when I started, that Motel 6 commercials were really popular. So,
well, I'm sure if they were around, I played them.
You probably did. And there was also a Taco John's commercial, but that was a local thing. But, no, Tom Beaudet, you know, Jared and I have talked about Tom Beaudet a little bit on the show before. And we did some of our own Motel 6 commercials, which was a lot of fun. And but you brought this to my attention, and I vaguely remembered Good Idea, Bad Idea. That was a thing that Tom Beaudet voiced as well. Now tell me, it was on like a PBS or something?
No, it was on one of those. It wasn't Tiny Toons. It was either Animaniacs or the one that came after it. You know, I don't know if you remember those cartoons.
I didn't really watch them, but I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, they kind of hit in late high school for me, and then we would get inebriated and watch them in college too.
Okay. And we pulled one off of YouTube here, and this is how one of them went, Matt. And I think you'll appreciate this. Do you remember Good Idea, Bad Idea at all, Matt, yourself?
No, not at all.
Okay. Batman, you remember Good Idea, Bad Idea? He nods his head yes. Here we go.
It's time for another Good Idea, Bad Idea. Good idea. Tossing a penny into a fountain to make a wish. Bad idea. Tossing your cousin Penny into a fountain to make a wish.
The visual goes well with it.
Good idea. Yeah. Giving your dog a bath.
Yep.
Woof, woof. Bad idea. Having your dog dry clean.
Yeah. Likes
good
the
idea.
Visual.
Playing horsey with your little sister. Bad idea. Playing horsey with your Aunt Bertha.
I think we know where that went.
Yeah.
Good idea. Throwing a surprise party for your father. Surprise! Bad idea. Throwing a surprise party for your grandfather.
Oak. He died.
Good idea. Playing cops and robbers in the park. Bad idea. Playing cops and robbers in the bank.
Yeah.
Good idea.
Playing catch with your grandfather. Bad idea. Playing catch with your grandfather.
Yeah, I saw that one coming from a mile away. Throwing the grandfather.
Good
yeah.
idea. Playing the scales on a piano. Bad idea. Playing the scales on a fish.
He sounds kind of monotone, doesn't he?
He does.
Yeah.
The music's awesome.
Yeah, it is. What did he say?
The end.
Yeah, I was going to say, the end. That's what I thought. So that, my friends, was good idea, bad idea. That could have a place on the show eventually.
Yeah, it could. It could. You know, I wonder if like you could just put random things in the hat and you'd have to do, and you draw a thing and then you'd have to come up with the bad idea part of that.
Yeah, you know, it might.
You know, maybe there's a way to kick that off, you know?
Maybe.
There's something there.
There is. I think. I think so. I'll have to keep that in mind.
I wonder if we can just get the music to it without the...
You know, I've tried so hard to get music to some things, so you never know. Here's something else I got. I got to show this. A lot of traveling lately, a lot of plane travel. Now, Magic Matt, we know after last week's show that when you travel on planes, you never get to the Sky Mall magazine. Am I right about that?
You're exactly right. Yeah, no reading on the plane for me.
He has to be sedated when he's on a plane.
Whoa, really?
Yeah.
Well, heavily. Not like medically sedated, but well, just, you know, a couple of Dramamine.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well,
that's
right
not,
through
that's
it.
Not sedation. Brad made it sound like you were like tearing off armrests and...
I'm doing a show! I'm trying to... I'm being sarcastic. Go with it there, Mr. Afkar. Go with it.
Sorry.
You're going to get me on a no-fly list, Brad.
That's true.
The government is listening.
Sorry.
They're always listening.
I know that you look at this sometimes. I know you do.
I don't.
You don't?
No. Thanks to Kindle...
That's a good point.
But there is that awkward moment during takeoff and landing where like people take it as a cue, like, oh, he's done reading. Now I can talk to him.
Oh, well, that's true, too. But you see, there's also the moment when you can't have the Kindle on.
That's what I'm saying. It's like I have to turn it off and then...
That's why you got to pull the SkyMall out and at least look at it, right?
Club my neighbor
pretend.
With it.
Yeah, exactly. This is a pretty thick one. And you know, it does say at the very, very top, it does say free copy, take it. We'll replace it. I've taken a few before, so I decided I would take the liberty of having this. This is the holiday one. That's why it's so thick.
That guy is so happy looking.
He is very happy looking on the cover. Now, Matt, you can go ahead and take a look at your picture that I texted you here before the show. I came across page 40, and the very first thing I saw was this picture up in the left-hand corner, and I went, God, that guy's hair looks fake. Jared, go ahead and take a look at this little item right here.
Oh,
what you think about
awesome.
That? What do you think about that? What do you think? Read it out loud. Go ahead and read it out loud to people. Go right ahead.
It's a laugh a minute with this spiked hair hat.
It's a visor. It's a golf visor.
What's
right?
a hair hat, right? Yeah, it is a golf visor. And
but it's got fake hair.
Obviously fake hair. For instance, smiles wear a shady visor with a built-in do.
Yeah. Unbelievable.
What a great hair-raising idea. The flare hair visor. See, we don't get the name until the flare hair.
Yeah, the flare hair visor. Yeah.
It will give everyone a good laugh with its realistic spikes. Sure. They won't be able to help themselves.
It's unbelievable.
You'll have it made in the shade as it protects from the sun. Makes an amusing gift, especially for those who have everything except hair, apparently.
Yeah.
Oh, that's brutal.
Isn't that brutal? I mean, the picture. I mean, I'm not sure where the guy looks worse. Does he look worse with the visor or without the visor with no hair?
With.
Yeah, he does. That's bad.
He looks like James Carville without it.
He kind of does. It is just the most ridiculous. I mean, seriously, who's going to spend $19.99 plus shipping and handling to buy one of these and actually wear it in public? Are you kidding me?
Oh, well, yeah.
There is no way. No way. But I cannot wait to put this on the website, too. It's going to be the talk of the town. The talk of all three people that listen. Yeah.
Calling that thing is probably where you got your infection.
Could be.
Now you've given it to me.
I don't officially have an infection. I don't know what I have. I got a little drainage, you know?
Maybe it's just the weather.
Now, I'm not handing you the SkyMall because I know you'll look through it for the entire rest of the show. So, no. Well,
I do have another catalog.
You do still have that catalog I gave you, yes. I'll tell you what. Why don't we go ahead and take a break? When we come back, we're going to go ahead and we're going to get a fantasy football update from Magic Matthew Broderick. Broderick. What's your favorite movie by Matthew Broderick, Matt?
Oh, Ferris Bueller.
There you go. Very good.
Oh, is there not any, Lady Hawk?
Is there any other answer to that question?
Biloxi Blues.
Election is pretty good.
You know,
never saw that.
I don't think I saw that one either.
It's,
I
mean, really funny.
But seriously, Ferris Bueller's Day Off. There's
no, it, that's probably the best.
Definitely. But. And by the way, if I didn't mention this on one of our previous shows, I hope they never try to remake that. I really, really. Yeah. I mean, that because they've remade everything else.
War Games.
Yeah, well, okay, that was a great movie. before it, but no, they can remake War Games for as far as I'm concerned before they should remake Ferris Bueller. I'd rather see a Ferris Bueller sequel myself. You know, 25 years later, but that probably won't happen either. So, let's take a break. We'll come back. We'll talk about fantasy football. We'll talk about Monday Night Football here in Kansas City. I got a couple of thoughts about that too. And also our good friend Brandon, he's looking for a new nickname. So we'll talk about that too.
That's right in the wheelhouse.
I think so. We'll take a break. We'll be right back.
This is the Brad Westmar Show. You can walk like a duck.
Oh, my knees. I got bad knees. Let me get down here. Okay. Waddle, waddle, waddle.
You can even quack like a duck.
Quack, quack. Okay, you want me to actually go? Okay. Quack, quack.
But obviously, it doesn't make you a real duck. So, if people tell you they are the tattoo and piercing leader in North Louisiana, make sure that they really give a duck about your body art needs. Big Johnson's Body Art Studio is the ducking best when it comes to your body art needs. You can search Big Johnson's Tattoo Shop on Facebook and let their artwork speak for itself. Big Johnson's has consistently brought you the best ducking award-winning artist and the best ducking customer service in town. Stop by the studio, Louisville Avenue, next to Sal's Saloon. Call 329-9-INK. Why should you give a duck about a tattoo shop that can rip off copyrighted college logos? By the way, are you guys paying royalties on that? Go see the ducking best. Big Johnson's Body Art Studio.
It's not the length that matters. It's what you do with it. The Brad Westmar Show.
Welcome back to the Brad Westmore Show. Just gave Jared a flash of me blowing my nose to let him know that it was clear. It's not colored. It's not.
Wait, not that your nose was clear, that the expellent from your nose was clear.
You want to see it again?
No.
Okay.
No.
All right.
No.
Maybe get into something more important. Oh, yeah. Magic Matthew Broderick. We need a Bass Ackwards fantasy football update. What week is this? Week 9? Week 10?
Week 9. Week is week 9, yeah.
That long, huh?
Yeah, it's amazing. Really is amazing. Matt, what's been going on with us?
Well, we had a little bit of a switcheroo in the standings this week. I have climbed into second place.
Congratulations.
Finally. I'm 1 point up on Jared for second place, but that was mainly due to Jared having a bunch of Jets and them on a bye this week, so...
Mm.
You know, other than that, you know, I capitalized on a few turnovers and some injuries, and you had a good week in general too. With you had an injury and some turnovers and some sacks out of Tavares Jackson. So,
now did Tavares Jackson play again? Then was that right?
He did. He actually didn't start the game, but he came in, I guess, after like a series or two, and then he played okay. But you know, just bad enough for you to
good
widen your lead.
Like I told you in my email today, I said it was really nice to see Mike Tolbert in civvies on the sideline there during Monday Night Football. How many points did I get for that? Five?
Four.
Four. Okay.
Hmm. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, you had a nice week out of... Chad Ochocinco has been a glorious pick for you.
Yes, he... Damn it. Yes, he has been a glorious pick.
Zero receiving yards this week. You got one receiving yard out of Jeremy Shockey. You had a really nice week.
You know, but the irony of that is I believe that one receiving yard... was a touchdown. Yeah.
Yep. So, yeah, it was. Good thing we don't penalize for that.
Yeah, exactly. Huh? And the only reason I've never suggested that to you is I don't want to give you more work to do. You know, I'm thinking it's okay. Let's just go ahead and focus on the bad, you know?
Yes, so, that's exactly what we want to do.
Yeah.
Focus on failure.
Yeah, because I don't want to be mad because one of my guys scored a touchdown. I just want to be happy because he did a, you know, only caught one pass or something like that. So, yeah.
Fair enough.
Perfect. Perfect. So I'm still in first place, right?
Yep, you're in first. You got an 18-point lead over me.
Okay.
I'm 1 point up on Jared, and then Batman and Brandon still battling it out for last place.
Poor guy.
Except Batman's kind of widening the gap a little bit. Brandon is well, he's 11 points into last place at this point.
Well, way to widen the gap there, Batman. Nice job, gap wider.
Gap widening.
Gap widening, yes. Well, I do want to mention one thing about betting. And about Monday Night Football, and I don't think I've mentioned this at all on the show before. I'm very adamant about this. Nobody seems to care, and maybe it's because most people don't bet, and I'm not a betting guy myself. But if I was, there's one bet that I would make every single time. Ladies and gentlemen, 2 weeks in a row, Monday Night Football home team underdog. It is the surest bet in sports if you're a betting person. They will win. I believe the percentage, and you can look this up, it's somewhere between two-thirds and three-quarters of the time the Monday Night Football home team, if they're an underdog, will win the Monday Night Football game. So, and I can't tell if that's against the spread. I don't know for sure if it's against the spread or how that works exactly. But the Jaguars, they, by the way, helped me quite a bit, you know, in that game. Just by beating, what's funny, they beat them, and how'd that go again? They shut, no, they didn't help me out, I guess. They could have hurt me quite a bit.
Yeah, they overperformed for you that night.
They overperformed, but I still got, I believe it was 2 or 3 points out of their defense, even though they only gave up, what, a touchdown or something like that? Yeah.
Yeah, you got 2 points that week, I believe, because they gave up a touchdown, but then Jared's Chiefs shut out the Raiders that week.
Yeah. So, I mean, I ended up, you know, still ahead of it a little bit. But, and then, of course, the Chiefs this week here in Kansas City, you know, it was a crazy game. They should have lost, but they won. And when you get right down to it, all that matters is the fact that they won. And once again, 2 weeks in a row, the home team underdog won on Monday Night Football. And then I guess the reason that happens is because Monday Night Football, you know, is still such a big deal to a city and to the crowd. And Arrowhead has always been a place that gets up for Monday Night Football, and it's tough to play there. And you heard the crowd on TV. I mean, it was loud, and that's why it's hard. It's hard to go on the road and win as the favorite, you know, in Monday Night Football. So,
well, especially when you're Philip Rivers.
That one's true too.
Yeah, that was hilarious.
It was something.
It could not happen to a nicer guy.
Oh. I agree. I agree.
I got to tell you, Brad, too. Yeah. I was watching that game with Stacy, and she continually pointed out how disheveled Todd Haley looked the whole night.
You know, it's funny.
He looked homeless.
He looked. But the beard looked a lot better than it did when it was growing in. I mean, it looked Grizzly Adams-ish instead of, I don't know, homeless manly. But you're right. He still looked kind of fat and disheveled. That's good. Good for her.
She kept saying, that is the dirtiest hat I've ever seen.
Oh, it's nasty.
Man's on Monday Night Football and he has this disgusting hat. Looks like it has pine tar on it or something. He has like Doritos in his beard. And he looked awful.
He did look bad. He did look pretty bad. I should also confess that my brother's coming to town next weekend. I'm taking him to the Broncos game, the Broncos-Chiefs game, because he's a Broncos fan. And I was thinking to myself, you know, I really, you know, next time the Dolphins are coming to town, I really ought to see if I can get the tickets for the Dolphins game so that Matt can come to town and go to a game with me. Unbeknownst to me, that's probably something I should have thought of several weeks ago since they're in town this weekend. So...
Oh, that's right.
My mistake. Maybe in a few years.
I don't want to see them in person anyway.
I didn't think you probably did.
I wouldn't this season.
You know, honestly, I don't like making predictions, but I would not be shocked at all if Miami got their first win this week in Kansas City. I know that sounds weird because Kansas City's won 4 in a row, but, you know, once again, when you're a betting man, you have to understand the emotion game. And when you come off a big emotional Monday night win like that, quite often a team comes out flat that next Sunday. Yeah, I don't know why I know this stuff because I've never bet on football ever in my life, but I know these things. I don't know.
I don't know. I wouldn't put money on it in the Dolphins' favor.
No, I wouldn't either. They're pretty talentless.
You know, there's a lot of bad teams in the NFL right now, and I could be wrong, but it seems to me there might be some sandbagging going on in the NFL. I am not kidding. Now, I know that it's probably not true that Tony Soprano, your coach, would be losing on purpose. And the reason that he wouldn't be is because he'd be losing to lose his job. I mean,
he's not going
to
be there anyway.
He's not going to be there anyway, you know. But if it's a mandate coming from up top, like on Major League, okay?
Oh, God.
You never know what might be going on there. And I'm telling you right now, you know your team is in the best position right now to get Andrew Luck. And before you say anything, let me tell you, I think there's going to be a letdown with Andrew Luck. There's too much hype. I'm afraid there's going to be a little bit of a letdown. I mean, I still think he's going to turn into John Elway, Dan Marino. But let's look at these guys for a minute. I mean, you know, it took a while for the Colts to get anywhere. And they've still only won one Super Bowl. But Peyton Manning owns a bunch of personal records, which is, you know, single...
Well, and apparently he played defense too.
Why is that?
Yeah, right.
Because like their defense is
that's true. Crap. Oh, exactly. John Elway couldn't win anything until he was 38 years old. Okay,
but he did go to 2,000-yard rusher in the backfield.
That's true. Exactly. And then you got poor Dan Marino, who you know set a bunch of single, you know, what do you call them? Individual records. Also went to two Super Bowls.
Three? Just the one.
One Super Bowl early in his career. Never got back. Never won one. So you see my point. I mean. you know, they're hyping him so much that I have a bad feeling for the poor kid that he's never going to be able to live up to the hype. But what do you think, Matt?
Well, you know, I agree. The bar is set really high for him, and a best case scenario for him would be maybe to go to a team. I'm crossing my fingers that he goes to Miami anyway, but there is sure. some talent there anyway. You know, they've got a good young running back, and Reggie Bush is there, and he could throw the ball to Brandon Marshall, and the yeah. defense has kind of pretty much kept him in just about every game this year. So they're not completely devoid of any kind of talent there. So, you know, a situation like that might be good for him. Mm-hmm. But if he goes somewhere where he does have to, you know, carry things right away with no running game, with no defense or receivers to throw to, he might run into a bit of a wall early.
Now, who would a team be that would carry that expectation if they're that bad in the first place? You know, and I'm not saying that to be a smart, you know, what,
sure.
but I'm just thinking, like, if your team is that bad that you're maybe win one or two games all season.
Well, that's the thing. Look, none of these teams that are that bad right now, 0-7, 1-7, they're not that bad. That's what's so weird about it all. I mean, yeah. it's like, why are these, there's so many teams that are 1-7 and 0-7 and, you know, 2-6. And I mean, what? What? But none of these teams are that bad. I mean, people look at Miami right now and they say, well, they're winless. They're really bad, but they're not that bad. They just don't have no. a quarterback for one thing.
Well, you know? No, they've been in a lot of games too. They've lost a lot of close games.
Yeah.
And they also play in a pretty tough division. I mean,
yes.
Yeah, that's true.
That's going to beat you up pretty badly.
This is true. Plus they need a coach and they probably need to get rid of Bill Parcells, but we won't get into that. We know
Parcells is long gone anyway. He's already gone.
Okay. Well, there you go.
He made his mess and then he just,
that's what he does. And I could say more, but remind me before we leave tonight off the air, and I got a couple more things I'll say that nobody else out there wants to hear. So believe me, we have sports fans and we have non-sports fans. We don't want to bore them too much, but I do want to say John Gruden, hate him, love him all at the same time, because God bless the guy for bitching about that. I think I like him. I hate him because he's such a fluffer. Oh, I love the guy. The guy is awesome. Oh, the guy. You know, it's like he loves everybody. Fine, whatever. But he is so much like me. Don't tell me you didn't think about me when you heard him bitching about the replays and or all of us for that matter. Well, the replays and as well as Jaws and him bitching about the hits. And everything else, too. I mean, that's what we've been talking about for weeks here on this show, Jared, right?
Yeah, although I will say, notice he didn't complain about all the commercial breaks.
Well,
which have a much worse impact on the pace of the game than the occasional replay.
I think it did get mentioned by Tirico one time, but to give us a chance to play a couple more commercials. And it's like, for God's sakes.
Yeah, I know.
You know, you're admitting it practically, you know? But I was impressed by hearing them bitch about the stuff the way they do. I just wish Mike Tirico wasn't there to mess it up, Matt. I mean,
yeah, I'm not a fan of that guy.
No, I'm really not. But it was good to hear them both bitching about that. And because, as you know, if you listen to the show, we hate the replays. It's getting old. It's getting brutal. And, well, and then also, how do you get one wrong? I mean, I read this on Twitter somewhere, I think, and they said, somebody said, it's gotten to a point now where referees are so reliant on the replay that they blow easy, obvious calls, okay? Now, the Dexter McCluster fumble, it was Dexter McCluster. His fumble may not have been obvious in regular motion, but I do not, and I know nobody else does either, have any idea what they saw or didn't see on the replay to cause them to not overturn that. The guy is on his back, on the ground, and the ball comes loose, and they say it's still a fumble.
Well, maybe it was the rarely known super secret crotch cam that revealed it that we don't have. We're not privy to.
Because that's what they were saying. Well, you know, maybe they got an angle. They don't have another angle we're not seeing. We're seeing all that's horse crap, you know?
I think they use it as a crutch, too. I really do. That's my biggest problem with it, because I do think that they miss a lot of things initially that shouldn't even be replayed because they know it's there.
Yeah. No, I agree. I mean, it's getting insane. It's getting out of control. And between that and the hits that aren't illegal hits, it's just the game is just, Jared, the more I see football, the more I understand your take on it and why it gets
harder to watch, and it seems more staged. And I would just rather just go all out, replace the refs with robots. You know, use a complex series of lasers
or monkeys,
and robots. Well,
you know, whatever. I mean, I don't really care.
When they start flinging feces, that might be a little rough on the players.
Probably true.
They reserve that for Kansas City audiences. We throw the feces here.
We do throw feces here. Actually, Oakland, they do that. But
anyway, that's a Raider thing.
It is definitely a Raider thing. So, guys, Brandon, our good pal, our good buddy, that's a little pun coming up soon. Brandon, he has a nickname online, okay? And he calls himself PSA Prez. And I'm still not sure what that means.
He's in a public service announcement?
Well, that was the very first thing I thought.
I know. That's what most people think.
His Twitter handle is at PSA Prez, P-R-E-Z. I believe that's also his Facebook handle as well. And I think it has something to do with some, you know, business thing. I don't really know, but it's his handle, okay? Just like, you know, if I wanted to change my handle from Westmar, you know, to
Unitard,
I could do that.
Right.
You know? So he said on Twitter here a few weeks ago, he said, I'm taking the entire winter to come up with a new handle on Twitter and Facebook. I'm like, I asked him, I said, the entire winter? You know?
Does his mind work that slowly?
Well.
And if so, that might explain a few things.
I don't know for sure, but it might. So I did, he kind of saw where I was going when I asked him a few questions, and he said, I suppose you'll be talking about it on the show. And I said, well, you know, we might do that. Give me a few weeks. So I was trying to come up with ideas.
Right.
And I know you're the wordsmith. And Matt, I don't know if you had any ideas, but, you know, Jared had a few. You got any thoughts on what we could call Brandon instead of PSA Prez?
Well, I was thinking of something, probably not too long characters, but seeing as how he had promised a manuscript of some sort for me to look at.
Oh, you need to explain that. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, see.
And never actually sent said manuscript for commentary.
This is true. Brandon has written some stuff, and Brandon has asked on more than one occasion if he could send it to you so you could look at it.
Right.
And give him some thoughts and stuff. And I believe it's happened a couple of times now. I think he first asked me for your email.
Right.
And I asked you for permission. You said, that's fine, and gave him your email, and he never got anything.
He emailed me once and asked if it'd be cool, which, sure. I can't guarantee I'd be able to drop everything and do it right away, but...
Yeah. I know you. You'll get to it. And I told him the same thing. I said, I'm sure he'll get to it when he can. You know, so then, and then a second time this happened, right? I mean, I think it's been a couple times now where he said he was going to send it. And he hasn't sent it yet. So this is what people need to know. So you've obviously come up with a nickname.
The greatest writer never read.
That's not a bad one. Yeah, I like that. I think I should have played this instead, though. Wait a minute. Was that right there? This one. Yeah. That's good. Yeah.
Yeah. That does sound more literary, doesn't it?
Kind of. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, any other? Matt, did you, Matt? Because you don't know Brandon as well as we do, but maybe you have an idea. I don't want to slight you.
No. Okay. I don't know him well enough even begin. To me, it sounded like something was more in Jared's wheelhouse anyway.
You have to know him to cut him up. So that's true.
Yeah. Well, and then there was an unfortunate confluence where my YouTube fixation just led me to start checking out old toy commercials from my youth.
Yeah.
And, you know, I was thinking, well, Teddy Ruxpin kind of fits.
He kind of does.
You know, because he's kind of teddy bearish and likes to tell stories. And
that's true.
Then I thought of the horrible Monchichi that...
Monchichi, yeah.
Or Weebles, which, you know, they do wobble, but they don't actually fall down, which, you know, could be metaphorical.
It could be.
There's so many of them, you know, those songs that had... But there's one that kind of stuck.
One that stuck that when you said it to me, I said, this is it. I have now decided that this is Brandon's new nickname... He'll probably not choose to use it on Twitter, but from now on the show, I'm going to refer to Brandon as this. I gotta post this too.
My buddy from play school.
You know,
that's awesome.
What really strikes me about, aside from the odd homoerotic undertones of a boy driving along a small version of himself,
yes,
and doing various things that you would normally do with another child, actual living
riding
friend,
a big wheel, and
But the song, notice the singer has a little bit of attitude. Like it reminds me of an Annie when they're bitching about the hard knock life.
Yeah,
You're like, wow, you're really just like. It's not just my buddy. It's my buddy.
My buddy.
I'm going to kick your keister if you don't like my buddy.
Yeah, right here.
My buddy.
Yeah. And then the way he says go, it's like, okay, buddy. You can take him wherever you want. You know, you can drag Chucky wherever. Because I think this was the inspiration for Chucky, if I'm not mistaken.
Oh, it may have been. You may be right.
Was it really?
It's a creepy little... It was a doll targeted for boys at the time. I know they later on made a girl's version.
That could be.
But, you know... I was a little bit old for the My Buddy phenomenon, but the commercial still haunts me to this day.
That is Brandon. From now on, when I say, you know my buddy, and you're going to know who I'm talking about when I talk about my buddy. So he's my buddy.
My buddy.
Yeah. I love it. I think that sticks. And the other reason I wanted to do this tonight was I figured we'll see how many weeks behind Brandon is, my buddy is. We'll see how many weeks behind he is, see how long it takes him to actually hear this, because this will be another clear test is to see if anybody's listening to the show. So,
right.
Yeah. So my buddy it is. Now, trying to think of what direction to go. Let's see here. I'm going to play a few of these. We got time. You know, I got to mention this real quick. Jared, you might recall on very, very early, around the Super Bowl time here, early this year, we discussed a certain quarterback in the NFL.
Oh, yeah. Now I know exactly who you're talking about. Yes.
Who may or may not be pitching for the Yankees.
A high-profile quarterback.
A high-profile quarterback. That is correct. I want you to know, I just want to make this statement. I'm not going to mention him by name because I still feel kind of bad, you know, making an issue about it, because I'm crossing that line of, all right, we're not serious here. We kind of talk about the crazy stuff, but it's getting a little off base. And I don't. What if he heard?
What if he heard?
What if he heard? No. What if he heard? What if he heard us say? You know,
but your friend the waiter could have clued him in.
This is true.
Because you did consult a regional expert.
I did. That is true. He didn't quite understand that, though. Yeah, we called. What did we call? We called Green Bay right before the Super Bowl, didn't we? That kind of gave it away just by saying Green Bay, didn't it? Well, didn't say his name, though.
We didn't say which era. Well, I guess. could have been Brett Favre.
Yeah, you know, you could. We did call Brett Favre. Remember?
Well, he called us.
No, we called Brett Favre's restaurant.
No, I know.
Yeah.
I mean, but he called. He's been in studio a number of times.
Okay, Bart Starr is gay.
All right, we know this.
Okay. No, if you know, when we first brought this up, I couldn't find anything online about it, okay? I just had my source who had told me. He said, I'm not a sports fan, but I live up here, and I feel pretty confident in this because I've heard it from more than one source, okay? Mm-hmm. And the way it came to me, it made sense that it very well could be true. So I couldn't find anything online about it, but you know what? Now you can. If you Google it and you Google this guy's name and the word gay, you will find some talk about it online.
You may have started something.
I don't think I started it. I think the reason it's there, you know, if there's smoke, there's fire. Let's just put it that way.
Well, I don't want to know where the smoke's coming from.
We talked about this before. Matt, you know, you got to think to yourself, Matt, percentage of people in the NFL, men in the NFL that are gay, there's got to be a percentage, right?
Yeah, I suppose, yeah.
I mean, wait a minute. You sound like a homophobic. Now, wait a minute.
It doesn't mean he's afraid. Ooh, there's a gay guy. Better hide.
If you take his, you know, it's that way in every facet of life.
It is.
A certain population of people, it's just bound to happen.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Precisely. I mean, like, if 33% of the population was gay, there'd be a pretty good chance that one of the three of us here in this room are gay.
You don't think it's that high, do you?
I hope not.
I'm going to have a talk with my wife.
Be bad, yeah. So the reason I bring all that up is I have some wonderful clips. We're just going to play a few tonight because we got to get on to a new segment that I've got prepared. Of basically, well, you know what? It's just best to just go ahead and play one of them.
It's coming to the gay channel.
Freddie Mitchell right there. Look at him come.
It's the annual male group orgy competition.
See, he gets the hit in the back. That's one hit. Now watch his head right there.
With your hosts, John Madden and Pat Summerall, who will open up their closets with a startling confession as they reflect on gay previews gone by.
The first of it we did together was here.
Right here? You sat on my head?
Yeah, that's how. I was so proud of myself. You just stood there and looked at me, and I wondered why you didn't have your head. You were pointing to me, and I was sitting on it.
Once again, John and Pat bring you the hunkiest gay studs competing in your favorite categories, like biggest...
I'm proud of that one. Yeah, we got some good size.
There's the biggest girth competition.
He was talking about his apparent girth.
That was a nice... What'd you call it? Apparent girth?
Yeah. Miss distance.
We had one of those things fly in our boot.
Hit me.
Best HJ, one hand and two handed categories.
If you get both hands, I'd have to bring it into you, then it wouldn't be.
Mm-hmm. Watch him pick it up here with both hands.
Most creative money shot.
I mean, that's in slow motion, but he put that thing right on Terrence Wilkins.
Perfect?
See, the thing that got him off is a hard count.
And don't miss the premium featuring the annual crowning of Best Daddy.
So the old man got the kid on that one.
Yep.
That's when you're getting everything out of your tank.
And hilarious bloopers from pay-per-views past.
It's knocked out of his hand, then knocked out of his own hand,
yep,
and brought back in.
The Gay Male Group Orgy Competition, only on pay-per-view, and featuring the incomparable commentary of Summerall and Madden.
I was talking to him right down in that very spot, and he had a t-shirt on, and it was all dry, and so I was thinking, you know, in about 3 or 4 hours, you aren't going to look or feel like you look and feel right now.
Call your cable company today for pay-per-view. Hey, watch out, Pat!
We had one of those things fly in our booth.
Hit me.
Call 1-800-A-CUTIE.
So, you know.
Highbrow.
Lowbrow.
Right.
And we're unibrow.
Right.
Yeah, yeah. So there's some homosexual overtones in the NFL. No doubt about it. No doubt. I've got more of those, by the way, but I'm gonna preserve those for...
Preserve them?
Preserve them. Conserve?
In amber.
Preserve? In amber? In formaldehyde?
Right. For later dissection.
Hey, you know what? Matt's pretty quiet. I still think he might be a little homophobic. I mean, I don't know. I don't know.
Hear that, or you hit a little close to home.
Maybe I don't know.
I'm just
close
trying
to homo.
I'm actually trying to think if that would affect my fantasy football team at all. Because a certain quarterback that you're talking about is in my keeper league, my big league, is my kind of, I build my whole team around him. So I'm just trying to figure out if that's going to affect things.
Well, I think the only way it's going to affect things is if, you know, he happens to come out of the closet while he's still playing.
What kind of fantasy are you playing there?
By the way, how is your real team doing?
Pretty good.
Is it? You winning?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm in second place.
That's not winning.
Well, I'm heading towards the playoffs. I don't really care about the regular season. I just want to get to the playoffs.
Okay, makes sense.
I'm building my team right now, getting those big playoff matchups ready, and I'll be good to go.
There you go. That makes sense. Just get to the dance.
That's right. That's all that matters.
I hear you. Hey, let's take a break, Batman, if you could. And then when we come back, we're going to do this new thing that I put together that is an absolute cluster F, and I'm looking forward to it. I'm calling it Quattro Smash. What we're doing is I'm taking four different popular songs and playing them simultaneously.
Oh, Quattro Smash.
Quattro Smash.
Sounds like a monster truck rally.
Yeah, you know, whatever.
Sunday. Quattro Smash.
Yeah, we could call it this.
My buddy. I want to beat the crap out of that kid who's probably a woman.
Don't let me forget to post the video.
Okay.
Probably is a woman. Let's take the break. We're gonna play Quattro Smash. When we come back, we'll be right back.
The Brad Westmore Show will be right back.
Millions of Americans every day are shedding unwanted pounds by taking tested and proven Ultra Lipo Schtick. Carbohydrates are bad, bad. Our carbo-fighting antioxidant is good, good. Just listen to these satisfied customers.
My name is Gail, and I lost 20 pounds on Ultra Lipo Schtick.
My name is Jared, and I lost 46 pounds using Ultra Lipo Schtick.
My name is Zach, and I actually gained weight. This stuff sucks!
Ultra Lipo Schtick is safe and easy to inject. Just 3 doses, 4 times a day, discreetly underneath your fingernail. Listen to this.
I used Ultra Lipo Schtick and suffered from side effects like uncontrollable greasy discharge.
Ultra Lipo Schtick, it turned the armpits of all of my shirts orange. This stuff is crap.
Try it today and see some real results. Ultra Lipo Schtick, not available in stores. Results may vary.
His Mercury is always in retrograde. The Brad Westmar Show.
And welcome back to the Brad Westmar Show. What was that? You're really off tonight, my friend.
It was the I hit the button twice.
That's okay. Could you hit the button one more time for me to get the... Thank you. I'm not doing the horse races. And here comes the bunny. Yeah. And they're off, and here in the lead right now is
my buddy.
All right, why would you stop it? I'm gonna beat your ass. I told you I was gonna be nice to you tonight. Now come on now man. Okay, Quattro Smash. I probably should have gotten a couple of them ready while we were doing the break. Would have been a good idea.
You're right.
I'm going to actually play four songs simultaneously. Now, Batman, you can play along at home, but you don't give an answer until we have to go to the well, okay? You are the well because you always have the answers. So
I'm thinking, I'm all right.
Well, you can at least write down notes of what you think it might be or who the artist might be. I figure the best person out of the three is going to be Batman. I think the next best person will probably be Matt because he knows artists and names, songs and stuff pretty well.
Yeah, I'm terrible.
I know that. But you can, if you need to make notes, this is hard. I think this is going to be hard. So I'm going to, or it could be soft.
Speaking of gape review.
We'll find out here. Here we go. Listen closely. It's 16 seconds long, four songs played simultaneously.
Jeez.
You're going to hate this. Here we go.
God. Oh, my God.
You gave me a seizure.
Now, before we go in, before we go
it hurt. Ow.
Before we go any further, I'd like to ask Batman a quick question. Batman, how many of those songs do you think you got?
I kind of want to hear it one more time.
No! Okay. No!
I got to hear it again. Hit it.
Take your headphones off. I don't think Jared wants to play.
Oh.
All right. Here we go. One, two, three. Honestly, guys, I put these together and I have to look at my notes. I only got one of them right. Well, two. I got two of them right in my head there, I think. I'm going to ask Batman again. Batman, do you think you got one of them? You do. Okay. Do you think you have two of them? Not sure. Don't think so. Matt, do you think you have one of them?
Maybe. I have two written down, but it's total shot in the dark. Cause you can only hear for just one second, you think you've got one, but then another one grabs your attention.
I know. That's why you have to use a pen and paper, I think.
Yeah, I wrote down two, but
all right,
I don't.
All right, I'm gonna play it one more time, and we'll see if we can get how many you can get. I'm going to play it one more time. Now, Jared, take your headphones off if you need to. Here we go. One more time. Okay.
Wow.
Yeah. Now, I'm gonna. Do you think? First of all, Jared. I mean, you've done nothing but complain. Have you? Do you think you've got one of them?
You know, the creepy part is it actually sounded better the third time. Like they started to kind of.
Well,
toward the end, they started to make a little bit of sense together. I couldn't separate them this time. Like the only way I can deal with them is. It was just, I don't know. That was an assault on the senses.
I will tell you this: when I first started doing this, I was like, okay, two songs. I listened, that's too easy.
Right.
All right, three songs. I still think that's too easy. So I went to four. And as I'm putting four together, I'm looking at the sound waves. You know, I've got four tracks in front of me on Audacity, you know, and I'm looking at it. I'm like, this will probably be too easy too, but I'm going to go ahead and do it anyway. Because I know what all four songs are as I'm putting them together. It seems a lot more simpler to me.
They all sound like they're the same genre, but I may be wrong.
No, they're not the same genre. Yes, Batman.
You should play it once more.
He's trying to get them all. Here we go. All right, stand by. Last time, and then you guys are going to have to start talking. Here we go. Okay, before we go any further, Jared, you don't have any idea what any of them are?
I thought I detected a bit of Jovian there somewhere.
Okay, but you don't know what it is.
No.
Okay, all right. All right, before I go to Matt, I want to ask Batman. Batman, how many do you think you have now after listening to it three times? You think you've got two? Okay, he's not. Maybe three? Okay. Matt, let's go to you. What do you think you've heard in that?
One of them's Runaway, am I right?
You are very correct on that. It's Bon Jovi's Runaway.
Well
very
done.
Good, very good. And did you get that one there? Okay, very good, Todd. All right. Now, do you have any other thoughts, Matt, on what the other three songs might be?
The only other ones I had written down were Was it? Do you just have one Bon Jovi, or is there more than one?
I will tell you, there is no other Bon Jovi. These are all separate artists, different artists. Okay. Yeah.
Okay. Then I think that's all I got.
Okay. Okay. And all different artists, and primarily, you know, primarily the same era, roughly, but not this necessarily the same genre. By the way, so.
Okay, I got a question for you.
Yeah.
Was Survivor in that?
No, Survivor was not in that. However, there is a band that is similar to Survivor and has a similar voice to Survivor's lead singer's voice. I mean, kind of that same range and everything. Same type of band.
Okay.
Okay.
I thought I heard something similar to them.
I'm going to play it one more time, and then I'm not going to play it again until I give you all the answers. Here we go. Yeah, Jared is so funny. I mean, he literally, you know, you're so funny. He needs ibuprofen.
Oh, man. It makes me a little queasy.
Oh, you're such a pussy. Okay, but whatever. I still love you.
Whatever.
Let me touch you with my infection.
You diseased wanker.
Matt, any any new thoughts?
Was Daughtry in there?
No, Daughtry's not. Wrong era. Yeah, no, okay.
I know you said same era, but I didn't know if they were all four.
Yeah, all four from roughly the same decade. Okay, we'll say that. Gotcha. So,
all right, and I'm out.
Okay, Batman, let's go to you, Mr. Runny Nose. Tell us what you think, what other songs you think you might have heard.
Of course, we have Bon Jovi.
Yep.
Cheap Trick Surrender.
Very good. Nice one. Cheap Chick Surrender's in there. Very good. What else do you think you got?
I thought I heard Foreigner.
No, Foreigner is not in there, I am sorry to say, which makes me do. Any other thoughts? Okay, let's listen to it one more time, and I'll give you the answers before we do. Also in here, and very hard to detect, Debbie Gibson, Shake Your Love. Okay, very hard to detect. And I believe the Survivor and Foreigner came from Journey's Send Her My Love, is what you're hearing there. Okay, so listen in here for Shake Your Love by Debbie Gibson and Send Her My Love by Journey. Here we go. The drum beat you're hearing there is definitely Shake Your Love. That it's that faster drum beat, you know. And then I heard a little Steve Perry in there kind of wing in there a little bit. When I put these together, I made sure I thought that I could hear all four of them. But again, I put it together, so it's a little bit easier for me. Those are tough, aren't they?
Kind of tough.
And sadly, I think we're running out of time. We don't have time to do anymore. And I've got like two other ones, man.
So who was it? Who was it? It was Debbie Gibson.
It was
Bon Jovi,
right?
Journey
and Cheap Trick.
Cheap Trick. Gotcha. Yeah.
You know what? I made a mistake. I beg your pardon. I was thinking of Cheap Trick's The Flame. Surrender is not from the same decade. Surrender is from the 70s, if I'm not mistaken. But my bad. But they were all right in there. You weren't going to get it anyway, were you?
No. That's I'm just glad I got one.
You did do a good job. And Jared, if you want me to next time, we won't play this with you in the studio.
I only know one of those songs. So I don't feel so bad.
Well, you know what? I did a lot of 80s songs. In fact,
not a good decade for me musically.
Almost all of the rest of them are 80s songs except for one. Eh, that's okay. It's in the wheelhouse for Todd and for Matt at least. So,
yeah.
You know, it's all good. I was hoping we'd have time for more, but I did spend too much time on Gayness again. It's always about Gayness.
What else is new?
Yeah.
And your buddy.
My buddy. I can't play it right now. We're rolling the end music. But, what the hell? We can play right over the top of it. My buddy. I love it. Now, next week on the show, we're going to be separated again. So we're going to give you the week off again, Mr. Avkar.
Okay.
Unless you want to come in studio and be infected, you can. But I will be in the southwestern portion of the United States again, broadcasting from Dallas, back here to the studio where Todd is here manning the controls. And then, of course, Magic Matthew Broderick will be in Iowa where idiots are out walking around. But you don't have to take, you don't have to take the week off.
Oh, I won't be able to make it the next week, so it's up to you.
Oh, well, it might be fun. I mean, we'll talk.
Okay.
That's why we have the mics turned off after an hour.
Right.
Probably best. Magic Matt, good luck to your Dolphins this weekend.
Thanks. I get to see them on TV because they're playing the Chiefs. So
that's true.
There's that anyway.
Very, yeah, whoop-de-doo, huh? Whoop-dee! We got to continue our NFL uniform discussion. Maybe if Jared does come in next week, we can talk about that a little bit more anyway. We talked a little bit about what uniforms we hate, what uniforms we like, and what uniforms are ridiculous. And
Speaking of gay.
What about it?
No.
Okay.
Men's tights.
You want to say goodbye?
Goodbye.
It's nice to have you.
Nice to be had.
Matt, same to you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Tell your family hello. Anybody having a birthday this week?
Me. Oh, today.
No way.
Yeah, today.
No. Are you 35 now?
35 today.
35.
Down.
Wow. I should have asked that earlier. You know, I'm really bad with birthdays, so congratulations and happy birthday, my friend.
Why, thank you.
Have a good one. Go, hope you get some action. And
Todd, pass it along.
Please do, yes. And right. Hope I do too. Not with her, but I mean, never mind. Anyway, Todd, good night. I got to wrap it up. Do I really have to wrap it up? Really? No time for a bonus segment. It's okay. I know. You don't feel well. I'm kidding. Thank you for coming tonight. If you didn't, maybe next time you can. I'm Brad Westmar saying good night.